The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott V. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Have you ever wondered what in the heck is going on around us? Have you ever wondered why all the conflict? Why all the strife? It seems to be everybody's battling against everybody. And that's what we want to talk about today on Like It Matters Radio. Today, I want to talk about change. What's that smell in the air? Ah, it's called change. And everything is changing around us. Change is one of the few constants in life. And as a warrior, not only do we embrace change, we also use it to a positive conclusion, to a positive end result. Life is about growth and change. I mean, consider our relationship with God. We don't have to change to meet God. God meets us where we are at. However, he does not leave us there. The term's called sanctification. He sanctifies us. He's making us holy. The word holy means set apart. If you are a warrior, a leader, then your sign is under construction. Being under construction, by definition, is about change. It's about working to be better today than we were yesterday, better tomorrow than today. And so today on Like It Matters Radio, I want to talk about from LIM to WOW. See, there's a transition going on in my life. Since April of 2012, when we rolled over Empower You, my previous company that I started 30-some years ago, rolled it into Like It Matters, because my motto has always been, when you live your life like it matters, it does. And so my first transition was going from Empower You. We had the U with the big rainbow, and nowadays the rainbow has a totally different meaning than it did in 1992 when I started my company. And so we rolled it into Like It Matters because it really become about living your life like it matters. But something happened about 5 months ago. God called me out. God called me out. He said, Mr. Black, come forth. Because if you listen to me, you would hear me say this. I'm done here. Every day I wake up is a little disappointing for the last 10, 11 years. I gave up. There was some thing that happened that was such a big blow to me emotionally that I said, I'm done. Now, every day that God kept me here, I'm serving with heart, body, and soul. Anybody that knows me knows I give 100%. That's all I know. But still, my heart wasn't into it. I stopped dreaming. And about 5 months ago, I had a class, and Dylan Olson says had a class, and it was probably one of the lowest classes. I had so much resistance that people quit. I had somebody quit. I kicked somebody out. We had late flights start at 9:30. I think the room was possessed. We had water pouring in the room. We had to switch rooms 2 and 3 times. It was terrible. But God used that to get my attention. And he woke me up. I did not realize I'd been going through the motion. I did not realize I'd basically checked out. I stopped dreaming. And so God called me and said, I'm not done with you yet. You're Esther. I have prepared for you for such a time as this. So all the stuff I poured into you, now it's time to build. Now it's time to do something. And at that point, I had my Jay at Law Enforcement Today Radio, who does my podcast, says, you got to figure out a better thing to call it Like It Matters Radio. Doesn't make sense. What does Like It Matters mean? And as I was processing all this, I realized, well, to live your life like it matters, you got to take the way of the warrior. And that's where the transition, and realize that it's time to fight people, not with guns and ammo. See, we fight differently. We got to use our toolbox: team, vision, purpose, passion, vision, commitment. We got tools, the ability to use your mind. Remember, God said in the beginning, God created. He thought it. He spoke it. And it was. To think is to create. Thoughts are things. And so God's called us. He said, 25 verses later in Genesis 1:26, I believe, says, let us make man in our image, under our likeness. We're made in the God class. And we're made to fight the good fight of good versus evil, right versus wrong. Roy and Judy Edelson attempted to identify the beliefs that may play a role in conflict between groups. And look around us. There are conflict everywhere. You got our president basically trashing half the country and saying we're a threat to democracy. You got people now who believe if you follow Jesus Christ, you're a nut job. You got people now that want our five-year-old kids to have the ability to have a sex change operation to genetically mutilate themselves, physically mutilate themselves at 5 and 6 years old. When a child can't make decisions like that till they're 18 or 19, but nowadays to feed the LGBTQ movement, to feed the Asheroff followers, we got to make it okay. But notice what the Edelson said are the five most prominent belief domains. Superiority. This belief evolves around an individual conviction that they are better than other people in important ways. That's what the whole privilege movement is. Now, black, if you're black, you're better. You get handed stuff. You're a victim. And if you're white, you're evil. If you're white, you're evil. So now black is superior. Now they're saying the black race is a superior race. Now, if we said that about any other race, we'd be called racist. But it's the superiority that the deep state wants to build in, that black people are superior and white people are garbage. Injustice. This is the perceived mistreatment by others of the world at large, right? No justice, no peace. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no justice on this side of eternity. And there's only one way to get peace with God, and you have to have peace of God. In order to get the peace of God, you got to get peace with God, and there's only one way because God said there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. So I always say, know Jesus, K-N-O-W, know peace, K-N-O-W, and then know Jesus, N-O Jesus, know peace, N-O peace. Vulnerability. This belief focuses on a person's conviction that they are perpetually living in harm's way. Right now, I'm going to tell you, Republicans are evil, going to harm you. Democrats are poor. LGBTQT are being attacked. No, they're not. They're attacking. Homosexuals are being attacked. No, they're not. They're attacking. But now we're supposed to pretend that these are vulnerable groups, and so now they have all rights, and you can't say anything about them. Distrust. This focuses on the perceived hostility and bad intentions of others. We're told by our president that Republicans are against the country. They're evil. If you don't think like him, that you hate black people. If you don't think like him, you hate gay people. If you don't think like him, that's not true at all. But notice how they sow this distrust. And number five is helplessness. The conviction believes that even with careful planning and execution, the desired outcome will not be reached. See, all these, superiority, injustice, vulnerability, distrust, helplessness, are all the battle of the mind. This is what we got to fight the good fight. And by the way, talk about good fight. Today is October 31st. It is the anniversary of the Reformation. You don't know that? Reformation Day, anniversary of the day Martin Luther is said to have posted his 95 theses on the door of Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, October 31st, 1517. And Martin Luther said this, unless I'm convicted by scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God. This is the ultimate battle. There's a battle going on for your thoughts, a battle going on for your narratives. And in that battle, Martin Luther came up with the five solos of the Reformation. The five solos of the Reformation, sola scriptura, scripture alone, solus Christus, Christ alone, sola fide, faith alone, sola gratia, grace alone, and soli Dea gloria, glory to God alone. See, this is where we got to get clear. We got to get clear on who are we? Why are we here? What's our purpose? And right now, we live in a time where those are being attacked. Those are being challenged. And so if you're going to live your life like it matters, then you've got to become a warrior. You've got to be willing to fight the good fight. If you're married, fighting for the sanctity of your wedding bed. If you have children, fighting for the innocence of your children. If you have a product or service, fighting for shelf space or market space. This is what it's about. Are you willing to fight the good fight? Do you know who you are? Do you know why you're here? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing? And do you know whose you are? And unless you know those, you can't fight the good fight. And if you don't believe there's battles going on all around us, stay tuned, because after the break, I'm going to lay out my case so you have eyes to see. I'm Black, and we'll be right back.
It's not a one-time event that you get something out of and then you go home. This is an application that I've been using and I will use for the rest of my life. Hey, this is Brett from Sacramento. I'm a recent graduate of Leadership Awakening. I've taken leadership courses from the military and work, and I've been on self-help journeys my whole life, but Scott Black's Leadership Awakening course is so different than anything I've ever taken or seen, and we all have the same kind of needs. I learned how to prioritize what was important in my life through leadership. Scott chops everything into bite-sized pieces so it's easily digestible. The gift that I got out of that course was something that will be with me for the rest of my life. Everybody needs this. It is life-changing.
To learn when you can attend the next Leadership Awakening class in Minneapolis, go to likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
There is no faster way to understand the issues of our day than listening to the Dinesh D'Souza podcast every day on the Salem Podcast Network. Ringing liberty and truth. We are Freedom 1570.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-244-3080. 800-244-3080. 800-244-3080. That's 800-244-3080.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. This is Black. And today I'm working to stay connected so that you can realize that it goes from living life like it matters to fighting the good fight. Because what is living life like it matters? How do you live your life like it matters? And the way we do that is we fight the good fight. Now, a lot of you hear that word and they go, whoa, fighting, whoa, what is that? No, I'm not talking about with guns and ammo. I'm talking about with the tools that you've been given, with your passion, vision, focus, commitment, purpose, team, with the power of using your mind instead of letting people manipulate and run it, with using your emotional energy, that heart. You know, scientists can measure the heart's energy from 5 feet away. It radiates. It activates things our mind does not and cannot know. The heart is a place of courage, spirit, integrity, compassion, most of the other great leadership characteristics. And most people checked out, life is an undulating line, as highs and lows, peaks and valleys. If you don't believe me, I always tell people, go to a hospital. Tell them you're having chest pains. And they're going to hook you up to an electrocardiogram machine. And you want to see the rise and the fall, the systolic and the diastolic. And that represents life. It's a great metaphor. It's analogous. There are highs and there are lows. I mean, I can go from highs and lows in about 5 minute span. I don't know about you. But what happens is we get disappointed. What happens, we get let down. What happens is we have expectations, and they're not only not met, sometimes they're crushed. And so what happens is people adjust in a negative way. They say, you know what? I'm going to no longer have expectations. And so they stop dreaming. And I was there. 4 months ago, God shook me. God said, Scott Black, come forth. The last 10 years, I've been ready to move on. I've been ready to go be with my Lord. I'm still serving people, still changing lives. General Jesus, Private Black, reporting for duty, sir. Because why? Because I was LIM, living life like it matters. And every day I'm here that I don't get to go home, I'm going to make it matter. And the way I did that is I have mantra. I see a need, meet a need. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. In my weakness, your strength is perfected. I must decrease so he can increase. Now, my mantra over and over and over. But what I did not realize is I had basically checked out. I didn't want to be here anymore. I stopped dreaming. I stopped thinking of things. I stopped really going. And if you would have told me that a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have told you you're crazy. But what happens, we get in these ruts. Even successful people get in ruts. Even people out there living outside what you would say is a comfort zone. We can be comfortable outside our comfort zone when you've been doing what I do for 31 years. And so sometimes we got to get a shock to the system. We got to get a wake-up call. We got to get an epiphany. We got to realize the lights are on, but nobody's home. And that's why we put people in our life. This is what Martin Niemöller, what he said in that famous quote. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there's no one left to speak for me. Now, you might think, well, that's not here, though. That was during Hitler's Germany. Well, what's going on in Israel? Look at Hamas. Now, please hear what Hamas do is evil. But you got to realize that also these are human beings, these people there in Palestine. It's Israel's land. But you got to realize there's pain, there's hurt. And even the people who run Hamas, you know why people Hamas in charge? Because they give people stuff. But a question to Hamas leader Musa Abu Mazouk asked this question. Many people ask that you said you built 500 kilometers of underground tunnels. All that money, you spent all that money to build these underground tunnels. Why didn't you build a shelter for the residents of Gaza so they could find shelter during these Israeli bombings? And you know what he said? He said, we built the tunnels to defend ourselves, Hamas, in the war against Israel. But 75% of the residents of Gaza are refugees. Their protection doesn't belong to us. It's the UN. And according to the Geneva Convention, since Israel is occupying land, it's their problem, not mine. These are the people that slaughtered and raped and killed and pulled Israelis out. This is why they're being attacked. But don't forget that there are living, breathing human beings, children, women, non-combatants, people who are not in the war of Hamas. And they're hurting too. That should hurt you. I bleed Israel. Why? Because God said so. Because God said, these are my people. Now, are they acting like it? No. Only 5% of Israel are religious. It doesn't matter. This is where you got to know your standard. And this is what happened. When I was called out about 4 months ago, I realized it's time to raise the bar. I realized there's more. And so I had to start asking myself, what is this about? And it really is about learning how to fight the good fight. But first, you got to be aware. That's why I love one of my favorite poems is The Cookie Thief. Because if you're not aware of what's going on, how can you change it? And so many people are numb. So many people don't realize the battle going on. After the break, I'm going to show you such clear evidence. It's not weird. It's not some weird thinking. It's right in front of you. You just got to open your eyes to see it. You got to open your ears to hear it. It's the cookie thief. A woman was waiting at an airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted her book in the airport shop, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag between, which she ignored to avoid a scene. She munched cookies and watched the clock as the gutsy cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking, if I weren't so nice, I'd blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he'd do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother, this guy has some nerve and he's also quite rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she'd been so galled and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at that thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat, then sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her bag and gasped with surprise, why, there was her bag of cookies in front of her. If mine are here, she moaned with despair, then the others were his, and he wanted to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief. See, we have to become aware of being unaware. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a battle out there. If you don't believe me, listen to this. College allegedly fired biology professor for teaching sex was determined by chromosomes X and Y. Now, isn't this amazing? I'm a medic in the Army. When I went through my medical training, I learned this. I learned this in, I think, junior high school. St. Philip's College in San Antonio, Texas, fired one of its biology professors for teaching his students that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes. Isn't that incredible? When teaching the human reproductive system, Dr. Varkey also stated that human sex is determined by chromosomes X and Y, and that reproduction must occur between a male and a female to continue the human species, from Liberty stated in its letter. In the course of teaching human anatomy and physiology, he made these statements in every class for 20 years without incident or complaint. On November 28, 2022, four of Varkey's students walked out of his class when he stated that sex was determined by X and Y chromosomes, just as he had done years and years before. Complaints against Varkey said he has engaged in religious preaching. Discriminatory comments about homosexuals. You don't think there's a war going on? How about this one? Bill Maher compares Speaker Mike Johnson, Maine shooter. You know the speaker that they just went through four people to get, and how the Democrats ripped apart the Republicans for not even choosing? Well, they did choose, and now all they've done is trash this guy. Real-time host Bill Maher compared newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to the Maine mass shooter responsible for murdering 18 people and injuring 13 others during Friday night's show. He said, the Republican leader is mentally ill because he believes in Jesus Christ. Quote, when you're this much of a religious fanatic, there's no room for real democracy. That's not what you believe in. He said it today. Look in the Bible. That's my worldview, Mayor said during the panel discussion. And I was reading about this horrible shooting in Maine. And you know, we don't know much about the guy yet, but apparently he heard voices. And I thought, is he that different than Mike Johnson? Isn't that incredible? So now if you believe in Christ, you're a wacko. And then how about this? Soros-funded group disparages black GOP governor candidate as Uncle Tom. It says all skin folk ain't kin folk. far-left group began funded by liberal billionaire George Soros is targeting Kentucky Attorney General gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron, a black Republican, with an ad disparaging him as Uncle Tom. What's up, Kentucky? It's election time, and all skin folk ain't kin folk. So, could you imagine if I said that to a person of color? This is what I'm talking about. There's a battle for the mind. There's a battle for the thoughts. There's a battle for the narrative. And there's a battle for our family. There's a battle for our country. And that's why we go from living life like it matters, like in Ukraine and in Israel, to Way of Warrior. I'll explain after these messages.
You're a work in progress.
A little more.
Constantly under construction.
That's good.
To build your productive life, you need the right tools from Mr. Black and Like It Matters Radio. A good golfer has a great caddy who shares the load and understands the course. Hire Mr. Black as your life caddy to live more fulfilling and successfully. If you want to get to the next level and beyond, both personally and professionally, sign up for Mr. Black's Immersive Leadership Awakening class. It's the most powerful, transformational 2 days you will ever experience. Stay in touch with Mr. Black and the change connected to him on your schedule with his daily podcast. Search Living Like It Matters wherever you get your podcasts. Walk along with Mr. Black as he goes to God's instruction manual. It's manna from the Word of God with Mr. Black's Bible teaching at wayofwarrior.blog. Build yourself up like it matters and get everything God has for you. Go to likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Hey, this is Matthew with The Kingdom Builders. Here's who we are. We're roofers that give free, no-obligation, honest inspections. For real. We'd be honored if you look us up at thekingdombuilders.com. That's thekingdombuilders.com.
C.S. Lewis once said, "Education without values seems to make man a more clever devil." A Christian education is the solution to this problem and can be yours for half price for your child's first year. TwinCitiesTuitions.com and area schools are working together to make this a reality for families just like yours. Now you can equip your child with the knowledge and moral foundation needed for them to make an impact in today's world. To see the full list of participating half-off tuition institutions, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
The holidays will be difficult for many local families. You can help by ringing bells for the Salvation Army. Your time at a Red Kettle will provide food, shelter, and care. Sign up today at SalvationArmyNorth.org. Together, we can love beyond.
Attention, business owners. Have you already filed for your employer retention credit with the IRS? As reported in a major financial paper, the IRS will be slowing down ERC checks. You could now be waiting several months to a year plus to get your ERC money. We can help you get it within 10 days. As long as you've already filed for your ERC with the IRS, we can advance you the money. Finance ERC has already funded millions of dollars in ERC money. You don't need to wait to get your money. We can get it to you within 10 days. Again, if you've already filed your employer retention credit, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you need to call right now while time is on your side. Here's our number. Not available in all states.
800-974-5215. 800-974-5215. 800-974-5215. That's 800-974-5215.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. And next week, I will be in Las Vegas changing lives. And we got a small class. I still got 6 spots available in Las Vegas. 48 hours, I will change your life. Give me 48 hours and I'll give you a new marriage. Give me 48 hours, I'll give you hope. Give me 48 hours and we can clean up some crap from the past and get you ready for an incredible future. But it takes a battle. We got a battle with the past. We got a battle with the lies. We got a battle with our flesh. And this is the thing. It's getting that time. And if you're not fighting a good fight, it's all around us. We are being programmed. It's called Fifth Generation Warfare. It's Joseph Goebbels-esque. We're being manipulated. People, you got to wake up. Look what they're doing to our kids. I mean, I saw this picture. There's a baby born to a man who was a woman who got pregnant by a woman who was a man. So you got a man who became a woman, and then a woman who became a man, and so they had a baby. Now, what? Which one did what? Well, of course, the original man is the one that, you know, inseminated the original woman. But it was backwards, so it was really the woman. It's just crazy. And we're supposed to believe this. You know, of all the trillions of people who have ever been born, there's only one been born by a man. Yeah, I said that. Adam. So no one thought about that, right? Adam was created by Father God. So Adam and Eve, and even Eve came from Adam's rib. So Adam came from a man. Outside of that, every single human being ever before, even Jesus when he was incarnate, came out of a woman, not out of a man. But we're supposed to believe these lies. Cleopatra's African heritage in Netflix documentary, they want to make her black, this incredible black queen. But here's the problem. She wasn't black. But they want to make her black because black is good and non-black is bad. Netflix upcoming docudrama Queen Cleopatra, in which Britain's Adele James, who's of mixed heritage, plays the first century Egyptian ruler as a queen with African roots. And Egypt is angry. Egypt, this is the country where Cleopatra was queen. They are angry. They are ticked off. They said, stop your lying. Egyptian academics are claiming that Cleopatra, who was born in the Egyptian city of Alexandria in 69 BC, belonged to a Greek-speaking dynasty, was of European descent, and not black. An Egyptian leader has reportedly filed a complaint demanding that legal measures be taken place. But here's the difference. But the people of color, like Jada Pinkett Smith, it doesn't matter what truth is. She's going to define truth. Quote, we don't often get to see or hear stories about black queens. So this is, we just want to make things fair. We don't often get to see stories about black queens. And that was really important for me. So this is not about truth. This is not about anybody else. This is all about Jada Pinkett Smith feeling special, feeling important. It's really important for me, as well as my daughter. So now my black daughter, it's important for her. It's important for me that we lie and we recreate history and tell you a story that's not true. So we can build up some more agitation. So we can build up some more anger. How about this article? Zombie Nation, August 23rd. Marijuana, Adderall, and the destruction of America. More than 48 million Americans used marijuana in the United States in 2019, making it the most commonly used federal illegal drug in the nation. And its use is rising. Add to that the growing youth-dominated abuse of Adderall and other ADHD-impaired drugs, and it's clear America is becoming a nation of druggies. How about this one from Jonathan Turley? The single greatest threat to America is hiding in plain sight. A startling poll was released last week showing that a majority of voters not only view the opposing party as a threat to the nation, but justifying violence to combat their agenda. The poll captures a crisis of faith that I've been writing about for over a decade as an academic and a commentator. Many now question democracy as a sustainable system of government. It represents the single greatest threat to this nation, a citizenry that has lost faith not just in our system of government, but with each other. The University of Virginia Center for Politics released the poll, shows a nation at war with itself. Don't you hear? And if you're not in this battle, you're losing. Your kids are losing. Wake up. I guarantee you right now in Ukraine, people aren't watching Tony Robbins' seminar. I guarantee you in the Ukraine, people aren't going to marriage seminars to improve their marriages. I guarantee you in the Gaza Strip, people aren't going to goal-setting classes right now. I guarantee you right now in Israel, people aren't going to Tony Robbins to be their best self now. See, that's what hit me. Living life like it matters, but we're in a battle zone. There's a fight for our belief systems. There's a fight. If you're a Christian, you're being made evil. If you're black, you're a victim, and you can steal and taunt and do anything you want because you've been treated poorly. And if you're white, shut up and get in the back of the bus. You have no right to say anything. You have no right because you've been handed money. You have a privileged life. You've had no pain, no problems. Everything's been a cakewalk for you. So you have no right to say anything. This is where we're at. but let's do some goal setting. Let's have a better marriage. And how? And yet your wife is going to go out in that environment. Your kids are out in that environment. They're being programmed. How much goal setting you want to do when you found out your child's been abused or molested or at a school shooting? You're not interested in doing goal setting at that point. You're interested in your child. It says right here, 52% of Biden supporters say Republicans are now a threat to American life. Why? Because we have a president who gets on national stage, on national TV, with a flag behind him and red blaring lights, calling us a threat to democracy. That we should be arrested. Hillary Clinton said that we should have concentration camps to reprogram us. This is the battle. And some of you are just go on and you're making money and doing this, but for what? When you can't keep your money, when your kids aren't safe, when you have no control over your kids. Colorado assistant's blunt speech foreshadowed an embarrassing loss to Stanford. I think this coach got it right. Colorado's embarrassing loss to Stanford on Friday night was one for the ages. The team squandered a 29-point lead, and the college football world was rightfully shocked, especially considering all the off-the-field hype surrounding Coach Deion Sanders. But a video posted by Deion Sanders Jr. before the loss has gained some traction. The clip clearly shows Buffalo's coaches criticizing players for troubling habits that would manifest in the eventual upset. In a video published before the game Friday, the team's director of quality control for the defense, longtime NFL defensive back Dennis Thurman, gave Buffs players a rude awakening. Thurman, who played in the NFL for 9 years and coached in the league for 18 seasons, estimated that 95% of Colorado's players won't even get invited to an NFL training camp after college. He pointed out that most of the team's players want to play in the NFL, but don't put in the work. This is what I'm talking about. You've got to put in the work to protect your family. You got to put in the work to keep your marriage safe. You got to put in the work to make sure you're not being manipulated, controlled. You got to put in the work to stand up for truth, because truth right now is way beyond relative. What we used to call the truth, now we call silly. What we used to call silly, now we call the truth. And if you're not fighting the good fight, you're being run over. You have no authority. You have no responsibility, and because of that, you have no respect. This is what Thurman said, quote, "The way some of you guys practice, the way some of you don't study and apply yourself, you have no chance to play on Sunday. That's why you're not playing here," Thurman said. "Some of you have some of the most horrific practice habits I've ever seen. I hear you guys complaining," he used the B word, "complaining about your coach. I hear you guys complaining about him getting after you. I hear all that, but I don't see you doing something different." That's why I've been doing Like It Matters since April of 2012. We rolled Empower You into Like It Matters. But now Like It Matters becoming Way of the Warrior. Why? Do you realize how many businesses are moving out, shutting down because of the theft? Do you realize now zero cash bail and the George Floyd syndrome? You know, because George Floyd lived a terrible life. And because George Floyd was doing criminal activity, because George Floyd was wasted on drugs, and then a cop didn't handle it properly. And again, I'm not saying the way he should have died. I'm saying the cops didn't handle it correctly. I don't know about all the political, because it's all political now. It has nothing to do with law. It's political. But I'm not saying anything about that. Nobody should die in the hands of a policeman. I believe that. No one should have to do that. Now, how it happened, there's a lot of debate. But please hear this. This is the whole George Floyd crisis. Now people rob and steal, and they feel entitled. And here's the coach talking about these young players, and you look at the teams. You look at the NFL. I think the NFL is 75% black. You look at the NBA, it's 80-some, 80, 85. So is there racism there? If black people are only, 14% of the population, why are they 85% of the NBA? Isn't that racism? Is that what you call racism? And you'd say no, because they're better, because they're more gifted. Okay. See, we can take any stats and say racism, and I could turn around and say there's a lot of racism in NFL. Why are 75% of the players black? That doesn't seem fair. But see, because it's a meritocracy. The victor goes to the most qualified, the most skilled, the hardest working. And skin color is just a DNA marker. There's only two groups of people. There are those who know God and those who don't know God. There are the redeemed and the unredeemed. There are the saved and the lost. There are those walking in the kingdom of light and those walking in the kingdom of darkness. But when you have national chains shutting down, leaving cities because of rampant crime, and now people commit crimes and there's no consequence, it's a low bar. And so you need to understand there's a battle going on. After the break, I want you to know conflict is part of life. A conflict in a story is usually the element that gives direction to the story. So what I'm telling you is once you understand the conflict, it's going to give direction to the story. What story? Your life. After the break, I'm going to show you the many forms of conflict that are all around us. You just got to open your eyes to see and use your ears to hear. I'm Black, and we'll be right back. If you're confused, lost, lonely, or feel like you're living in a foreign land, you are not alone. This is Scott B. Black, host of Like It Matters Radio. It's this crisis that created Like It Matters Radio in 2015. God charged me to bring hope to the airwaves by bringing clarity to the confusion and to help guide people to function at a higher level. We bring true therapy and we need your help. Like It Matters Radio is now available to radio stations across this country. We need Like It Matters Radio in all 50 states, and here's what you can do to help. Please call the program manager of your local radio station. Ask them to add Like It Matters Radio to their schedule. It doesn't cost them anything and will add value to their station lineup. If you have questions, you can email me at mrblack@likeitmattersradio.com. Our nation needs to hear this message because our beloved country is rapidly deteriorating and freedom is continually being quenched. Call your local radio station today and ask them to add Like It Matters Radio. Together, we can help others live their lives like it matters.
Turning on your favorite ministry or catching your favorite talk show. These are just a couple of reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly. Visit dependonam.com to help keep AM radio in vehicles for the next generation.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-514-9849. 800-514-9849. 800-514-9849. That's 800-514-9849.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-8643. 800-410-8643. 800-410-8643. That's 800-410-8643.
Always bet on black.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. And you're right, I never did give you the website. I had a caller say, hey, you told us it's going to be in Vegas next weekend, but how do I check it out? So go to likeitmatters.net. That's my training website. And by the way, if you go to wayofwarrior.training, that's where it's rolling into. We're getting that website up and running. For those of you that are graduates, we're actually uploading all of our music, too. I know you guys love the music we have in class. It's actually all uploaded there, so wayofwarrior.training. But it's not fully functional yet, but most of it is. They're putting it together right now. I think January 1 will be a full transition from Like It Matters to Way of Warrior. Why? Because in my training, I have people fight the good fight. A warrior, you got to realize, if you're married, we got to be fighting for the sanctity of our wedding bed. because people sleep with anybody, anything, multiple things nowadays. If you have kids, you got a world working to get your kids. They want to sit, you know, transvestites and LGBTQ people dance around and showing their personal items out of their shorts to little kids. And it's mandated they have to be there, and you have no say-so. You don't see how you had to fight for the innocence of your children? Why does it matter? Because by the time a child is 6 years old, 5 years old, the majority of their map of reality is in place. See, I deal with leaders. I deal with people who aren't willing to settle for good enough, who want more out of life. That's the fight. You got to fight through the stagnation. You got to fight through that comfort zone. The comfort zone is a graveyard. Our marriages die in our comfort zone. Our love for God dies in our comfort zone. I used to be in love with my country. I used to bleed red, white, and blue. But when my country left me and they deny the truth, I'm no longer in love with my country. I think it's probably the best one around. I don't know. I haven't been to all of them. But I love my God. I love my people I serve. I got this from this letter was just sent to me as we were on break. It's from a pastor. I have a pastor in Miss Lewis in Sturgis, South Dakota. I go to Sturgis every year for the annual bike rally. We wash bikes. We pray over people. We serve them. We pray for them. We counsel. And so I met this woman. She's a pastor, incredible woman. And after 2 years of me begging her and prodding her, she finally went through my leadership class. 2.5 days intensive battlefield for the mind, for the heart, to clean up your heart, to clean up your head. And she said, her name's Janetta Lewis, Pastor Janetta Lewis. She said, I want to thank you for for awakening me to a new way of looking and responding to the life around me. I've been in several leadership training courses, however, none of them compared to the experience I had with my team in Leadership Awakening. How we were all different, yet we came together to build each other up. My world has changed. My atmosphere changed. Right out of class, I shared my experience with my brother and his wife. He and his wife are looking forward to a time they would be able to attend, as well as my husband and others. I'm excited to bring Way of Warrior to South Dakota. Coming home and walking back in the church, there was an attack by the enemy. This is why you got to be a warrior, because you're going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked by the deep state. You're going to be attacked by Democrats. You're going to be attacked by friends. You're going to be attacked by a lot of people. And if you're not prepared, that's what the 6 P's of preparation mean. Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. I'd much rather be prepared for a battle that does not take place as a warrior than not be prepared for one that does, because it could cost you a child's innocence. It could cost you the sanctity of your wedding bed. It could cost you a marriage. It can cost you a life. It can cost you a soul. This way, it's real. It's serious. And it's passionate. It's incredible. Coming home, I walked back into my church, and there was an attack from the enemy. I was able to stand because he is greater in me than he who is in the world. I will stay focused, committed to leading with purpose and passion, so all will know the vision, so we will become a better team, a family. Again, I cannot thank you enough. Why? Because I got this warrior ready. That's what I did. And you got to realize that there is conflict. Conflict is all around us. And if you're not fighting the good fight, if you're not doing it, then you're losing the battle. And conflict's around, and it's called strife. And if you look, there's strife everywhere. But let me tell you the 4 types of conflict. And the story that you're writing is your life. Remember, we were made to create. In the beginning, God created. I always tell people, stop there. Our first introduction to God is as creator. That's our first introduction to him. And then 25 verses later, it says, let us make man in our image, under our likeness. We were made in the God class. We are imagers of God. We have been given a free will, and we were made to create. And what are you creating with your life? It's your life story. See, and typically all stories are comprised of two opposing forces, just like life, right? Establishing conflict or multiple conflicts creates interest and tension in the story. It's your story. In life, it creates an environment that can either make us better by learning and growing or bitter. See, if you're on autopilot and you're out there in the world, if you're not prepared, then you're going to become bitter instead of better. But if you're properly prepared and you're ready and you're sharpening the saw, getting the toolbox ready, then you're going to become better. And we become bitter by playing victim, feeling attacked, spirit of offense is the bait of Satan, and we're all offended by everything. Isn't it amazing how everybody's so offended? You can't say anything without people being so offended, so defensive. That's the world we live in. And there's four basic types of conflict. This is basic. Man versus man. Conflict of this nature involves characters having opposite desires and interests. This is common in fairy tales, myths, thrillers, and mystery novels. It's common in your life. You got to battle the old man versus the new man. Paul talked about there's a battle going on. There's the old man versus the new man. You're battling old habits, old patterns that don't serve you well. Then there's man versus nature. This type of conflict has a protagonist in conflict with an animal or force or nature. For me, that's my kitty cat, Gary. Always wants to get on my desk when I'm doing my radio show, and all he's got to do is touch my keyboard, and he knocks me off the radio. So I got to fight that little man versus nature, but we got weather. It's been so hot. Now it's so cold. We got mosquitoes. We got snow, right? The basic things that can ruin our day, right? Have you ever had nature ruin your day before? Yes, you have. So you got to fight the good fight. Keep your thoughts proper. You got to keep your focus. You can't destroy your day because Mother Nature or because God decided to bring a snowstorm. Number three is man versus society. And this is the one that so many people are numb to, oblivious. With this type of conflict, the protagonist will stand against the whole of society as in a disagreement with social norms. See, this is what's happening. What's happened to America is embarrassing. I can't believe how quick we fall. It's done incredibly well. The battle's been incredible. You make Donald Trump an evil one. Everything. They're going after him with everything. Nobody could sustain, be standing what they put Trump through. And some of you are real happy, can't wait to see Trump in jail. You get this. If they can do that to a billionaire, an ex-president, what chance do you and I have? But you revel in it. You enjoy it. If those of you that have been programmed to hate Trump because he's so evil, you've been programmed. You've been manipulated. He is not worse than Hitler. He's not worse than Genghis Khan. He's not worse than a lot of men that have been in this country who have had a lot more power and authority, but yet we want to make him the end-all do-all. And because you learned to hate Trump, Joe Biden was installed as president. So now look at the heck we're in. And it's getting worse because the God running this country is not Yahweh. It's Molech. It's Baal. It's Ashtaroth. All you got to do is listen to Biden talk and you'll see which spirits are guiding him. I don't know. I have my own opinion, though, and I think she's right. Or he's right, I should say. And then the big one, the fourth type of conflict and one that we work on in class is man versus self. This type of conflict stems from the main character's inner struggle. There's usually a theme of selecting between two options, such as good and evil or logic and emotion. This type deals commonly with overcoming feelings and self-doubt. See, this is the big battle. We are a three-part being. We have a body. It's a machine, but we're not the machine. It's a carbon-based life form. It's going to be dirt someday. We got a mind that runs the body, but you're not the mind. You're not the brain, I should say. It's a carbon-based entity. It's going to be worm food someday. But here's the key. The battle is in the mind. You are the spirit. The spirit running the brain is the mind. The spirit running the body is the soul. And the great battle is to get yourself heart, body, and soul fully present. To get yourself in the battle. What's the battle? To live your life like it matters. As a warrior, the way of warrior is to live it like it matters. And this week, we're going to talk about these different battles. I mean, if you don't have a relationship with God, I'm telling you right now, you are not stable. You've got to figure out the question of God. Is there a God? And if there is a God, what are those qualities and what is his or her name? Because, man, it all starts at top. And one thing I learned working with people 31 years ago is people are the problem. We're the problem. And if we're the problem, man cannot solve the problem called man. You must go to a higher authority, that spirit level. I am Mr. Black reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Chris Hewitt from Glencoe, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not having a diagnosis is not the same thing as being in good health. Are you energetic, cheery, pain-free, well-rested, clear-headed, happy with your weight, and don't get colds and flu? If so, tune in to the Healthy by Nature show and learn how to stay that way. If not, our expert guests will help you find natural answers. Visit our health library on healthybynatureshow.com.
Healthy by Nature, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Freedom 1570.
Ringing liberty and truth.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.